Hello and welcome to this episode. This week, I am choosing to share a meditation that guides us gently into the whirring mystery of Hecate's wheel. It whirs, it spins, it thrums, it pulses. This is a really wonderful meditation to take that symbol that we're all so familiar with, and enliven it and find meaning and connection through contemplating what is this great cosmic wheel that is the fabric of all of life. I hope you enjoy the meditation. If you're not yet a member in Covina, now is a great time to join. We've got some really exciting classes coming up. The Gate of Rebirth starts February the 12th. It features so much wonderful witchcrafting and personal development through exploring different aspects of Hecate. So in these 3 months, we'll explore Hecate Rixipele. Rixipele is an ancient title of Hecate that means chainbreaker or gatecrasher. It's that great liberating energy. And then we move on to Anassa Enaroi, which means the Death Queen, and explore what we need to bring psycho-spiritual energetic death to. And then it's on to Kore, the Reborn One. These parallel the last chapters in my book, Entering Hecate's Cave. So we go deeper into them through crafting, personal development projects, and so much more. You can find out more about the Gate of Rebirth by following the links in the show notes. So now that we are safely contained in this beautiful sphere that is the great whirring wheel that we have created by connecting to all that which is within us and the greater essence of Hecate's emanations, we'll journey into the deeper world, going deeper into this wheel, relaxing now, making sure you're comfortable, sitting down if you were standing, putting down your tools and so on, just taking a breath here. And now from this place of higher awareness, I want you to see within your mind's eye the entrance to Hecate's garden. You may even get the sensation of sliding out of the great shield energy, leaving that for your physical self while your deeper self transcends. Crossing into the threshold, through the gate, into the deeper world. It is night in the garden, and the torches are lit, lighting our way. No moon is visible, yet there are a million stars. We come to the great moon altar that shimmers in the reflection of the stars and the torches and glows.
You may find yourself with an offering to leave here. If that is the case, place it gently on the altar. There is a sense of the sacred. We are in Hecate's territory here. Turn your attention now to your feet. Underneath your feet, you find that you are standing on a segment of Hecate's great wheel. The wheel itself thrums and vibrates, and there is a gentle motion here. As the wheel expands, becoming a sphere, enveloping us all, the wheel, it spins in every possible direction. The wheel consists of every fiber of every living thing. It is the mystery of the universe. How fortunate are we to glimpse into its vastness, its greatness. The wheel, it spins to the past, illuminating what we must attend to. The wheel, it spins to the future, showing us what's to come. The wheel opens us to the here and now, giving us the gift of seeing what is true. The wheel is a web, it is a circle. It is the ocean, it is the sky, it is the land. It is all things. And allow whatever imagery comes to you. The wheel reveals what we are meant to see. It connects us to each other. It connects us to the nature of the universe. It connects us to Hecate. It is Kairos, the eternal time of the divine, the universal cosmic flow. It is purpose and power. Unlocking so much. Almighty Hecate, she who is the great wheel, she who is Anima Mundi, cosmic world soul, keeper of the keys, Kleidokus, Enodia, Lampadios, Chthonia, she of so many names. Thank you for allowing us to glimpse into the mysteries. Do not be afraid. What is revealed is what you are meant to see. Nothing more, nothing less. You are safe and beloved and empowered. Do not misjudge my symbols. Do not ignore my ways. Know you are part of this great wheel, that the wheel needs you, that you complete it, that the fabric of your existence is as essential as the stars above. Now we gently release the power of our connection to the wheel. With gratitude and humility, for touching its greatness, the wheel relaxes and retreats, and we are once more standing around our moon altar. If there has been a token left for you on the altar, retrieve it now. And walking down the path through the torches, coming to regular mind, crossing that threshold, everyone crossing that threshold, and as you come back into regular mind, you feel the power of that protective shield of the wheel that we've placed around us. Just allow it to exist around you. And now we'll move on to the devocation part of the ritual. Hecate, Queen of Witches, Goddess of the Underworld and the Crossroads, and Keeper of the Keys, Cosmic World Soul, grateful are we for the keys of magic, medicine, and mystery. We have gratitude and humility for you sharing with us the mysteries of your great wheel and for its protective power here as we walk this witch's journey. Hail and farewell. I encourage everyone here to make some notes, maybe do a few sketches, and when you are ready, you are most welcome to come back on camera.